Benedictine tree. Page 48.
Maharaj, can you add this global web infotech or Rajan Prabhu's ID also?
Is that Rajneesh? Hare Krishna. If you can follow on the reading, I have the web page I sent. Send it again. Om Agina Timirandasya Ginanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Guru Dev, Srila Acharya Dev, Kijai. Gaur Bhaktivinoda Kijai. Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. We'll start. There are two sentences at page 47 on the bottom. We have sufficient experience that as soon one leaves this body, he must leave this world. And no one can live forever within this body after 10 or 20 years or 25 or 100 years or 2 or 4 months, whatever the time may be. Everyone must die. Death is inevitable. As long as there is birth, death is inevitable. So no matter how hard we try, we cannot know happiness here. Today we need money, but is the rich man happy? What is his fate? He may end up with severe stomach trouble and be unable to eat more than a few grains of rice. And one who has beauty cannot be happy either. When his pulse goes wrong, he worries why he has become ill, why he has become thin. Today we see that someone has become a great celebrity, but tomorrow he may not even have the power to walk. In this way, the whole world is temporary, and although we are attached to this temporary world, we cannot remain here forever. We cannot claim the house we have built as our own, and our son even won't be able to enjoy it for very long. The money we deposited for our son's welfare may be squandered by him for drugs and other useless or injurious things. One man saves while the other squanders. This is the way of the world. So all souls have appeared from the marginal potency or Tatashta Shakti of the Lord. And their own home is the vast and infinite transcendental world, Paravyom Dham. And they mostly all go there and happily serve the Lord. It is only a small handful of souls like us that cast their glance upon the prison house of this illusory world of Maya, despite the opportunity to serve in the transcendental world. From that faithful glance, their misfortune is born. Beyond this, we cannot consider any other cause of the jiva souls coming into this world. So he must admit the cause of their coming here is simply their misfortune. When they see Maya, they think, here is the object of my enjoyment. I am superior and that is inferior. Therefore, they are attracted to this mayak or illusory plane, which is just like a prison house. Still, the Supreme Lord has made all arrangements for taking them back to the transcendental world. Sometimes when too many disturbances arise, he comes here himself. Just as when disturbances arise in a prison, a senior officer or administrator comes personally and fires a few shots here and there to manage the situation. The Supreme Lord descends personally. He is the supremely powerful, so he has no anxiety. When Narayan comes from Vaikuntha, there is no question of him leaving Vaikuntha energy. Simply by his will, another Narayan can descend here. Also with him are the potencies of thinking, feeling, and willing. For that plane is Chetan, or conscious, and living, while this plane is Jad, material, or mundane or material. The illusory nature of this plane is also the potency of the Supreme Lord. But this potency is like a shadow. Fire has both its form as well as its shadow. The form of fire has its own existence, without which a shadow would not appear. By dint of light, shadow makes its appearance. And we have fallen into this shadow potency. This is a potency of the Supreme Lord, and it is also eternal. It will continue on and on. The divine pastimes of the Lord, Leela, also go on eternally. The holy book Bhagavad Gita is now known all over the world. Many will know the famous verse, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham. When severe discrepancies in the rules and regulations of religion appear in the world, the Supreme Lord comes personally to set matters right. How? Paritranaya sarunam. There may be some good souls in this world. Of the prisoners in the jail, there may be many who aspire for their own good, to protect them, rescue them from their trials, and to take them up. The Lord himself comes. Paritranaya sarunam vinashaya chaduskritam. Dharmam shamstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So when the Lord comes, all evil disappears just as with the appearance of light, darkness is dispelled. As soon as the Lord appears in the world, all the darkness of the world vanishes. All the jiva souls constantly emanate from the marginal potency of the Lord.
Has been updated.
What happened? I do know. He is added. Pradyumna, can you hear?
Yes, I can hear you, Maharaj.
Okay. Okay. Hare Bol. All the jiva souls constantly emanate from the marginal potency of the Lord. Therefore, the illusory world is again filled up as a jail never stays vacant. When each prisoner's term is up, they one by one leave to enjoy their fortune. We have seen that sometimes when a country attains independence, all its prisoners are released. Sometimes when a president of a nation is changed, for the honor of the new president, many prisoners are released. All these things are seen and the world from time to time. But all these matters are only the shadow of the original cause. So when the Supreme Lord appears, so many souls are rescued and leave this world forever. Sometimes he comes himself, and sometimes he sends his representative. The representative is known as the sadhu or guru. He comes here to teach the souls. Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandrabole, Gota Nidra Jao Maya Pisachira Kole. You're all sleeping here. Wake up. Wake up to your real selves. You are transcendental, conscious life, and your home is in the transcendental world of divine consciousness and life. There you will find everything, your house, your home. Please get ready to go there. Utishtata Jagrata, Prapyavara Nibodata, Kurasya Dharanishta Duratyaya, Durgam Patastat, Kavayo Vadanti. Here in the Upanishads we find the teachings of the Vedic philosophy. The scriptures tell us, arise from your slumber in this painful world and have your good fortune. Follow the saints. They also tell us who we are and what our fortune is. Srinvato Vishve Amritasyaputraha. Om Tat Sat. These words echo all over the universe. The transcendental world is truth. The Supreme Personality of God, it is truth. And we are all residents with him in the supreme plane. Our nature is the same as that transcendental plane. The burning power of the sun is also present in the sun's rays. There are also seven primary colors in the sunlight. Similarly, as spiritual rays of the Lord, we are endowed with powers of thinking, feeling, and willing, as the Lord is Purna Chaitan, or the Supreme Original Conscious Entity. We, the individual souls, are Anu Chaitan, or atomic particles of consciousness. In the Svetasvatara Upanishad, the Lord is described as being so subtle that it is invisible to the eye. Balagrashatta bhagasya sattada kalpitasya bhagho jiva savingena sa chanantya kalpate. The tip of a hair divided 10,000 times is a general estimation of the subtle form of the jiv. So he is invisible, but despite his minuteness, his power is great. He resides in the deepest recesses of the heart in such a subtle form, and to date he has never been seen. Nowadays, some scientists say they can photograph some hazy shadow aspect of the soul, but still they cannot ascertain the infinitesimal form of the soul. As this body is a covering, the soul also has a covering, as mentioned in the Gita. Indriyani paranyahur, Indriyebhyak param manaha, manasastu para budhir yak paritastu saha. There are more and more subtle coverings of the soul. More subtle than the body type of covering is the covering of the senses. More subtle than the senses is the covering made of the mind. More subtle than that is the intelligence, and more subtle still is the soul or atma. So the soul resides within so many layers of coverings, and its form is still unknown to us. Still, even though the soul is infinitesimal in size, it is a particle of conscious life. And it eternally possesses the potent qualities of conscious life, thinking, feeling, and willing. Anything having potency can act, whether with good or bad actions, and such potency of the soul is actually very great. A candle flame may be very tiny, but from such a tiny flame, a gigantic fire can be ignited. From the tiny candle, a large candle can be ignited, and a larger one still, and the power of the large candle is of equal nature to the small one. Their burning power is not different. Similarly, the Satchitananda, the potent qualities of eternal existence, consciousness, and ecstasy found in the original form of the Supreme Lord are also found within the soul, who is a part or angsa of the Lord. However, at present the soul is covered. Light burns within a light bulb, but the fire that causes that light cannot be found outside the bulb, although some heat is apparent. There is also cold fire, like neon, for example, where even heat seems to be absent. In the microphone, there is the invisible fire of electricity doing its work. We cannot perceive that fire, but we see from the results that its work is being accomplished. In this way, the action of power moves in many, many forms. So the potency of the jiva soul can be used for either good or evil. When fortunate souls are ready to use their energy for good, if anyone disturbs them, the Lord comes personally and destroys the disturbing elements. Those who want good are good. Thus, he has said in the Gita, I come to protect the saints and to vanquish the evildoers. The less good that one wants, the more he is punished. And one who aspires for good is given a chance by the Lord. Yes, you want good, so you may be virtuous. Virtue is your own wealth. What shall I take from you? I am full in myself. In the Upanishads, we find Om Purnam Adak Purnam Idam. Purnat Purnam Udachite. Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vashishite. The infinite whole source of all avatars and the infinite whole avatar. Both are whole, that is, full with all potencies. The infinite whole avatar appears from the infinite whole source of all avatars for the purpose of manifesting his pastimes. In order to fulfill his pastimes, the infinite whole avatar accepts his infinite whole form, and finally the infinite whole source of all avatars remains present. So in no way can the infinite completeness of the Supreme Lord ever suffer any diminution. So if the infinite whole is subtracted from the infinite whole yet remains. In the scriptures, the Supreme Lord is described as Nija Lava Purna. He is perfect and complete in himself. Therefore, he feels no necessity for himself. Still, by virtue of his willing potency, or Icha Shakti, his pastimes go on, and by his pastimes, the fortunate souls offer themselves to him through divine service, and he too serves them, and ecstatically gives himself to them. In that exchange, in that service exchange, the ecstasy that the Lord feels is felt twice as much by his devotees. This is the nature of that transcendental world, Paravyom Dham, the divine abode of Goloka. The Lord also has many different forms. And in each form, he enjoys certain corresponding pastimes. And the jiva souls can gain the fitness to enter into particular pastimes according to the classification of their pure devotion. The gradations of ecstatic divine relationship are known as Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya Ras, or passive service, active service, friendship, parenthood, and consorthood. The pure devotees render service to the Lord according to the rasa of their inner heart's attraction. We normally speak of service to the Lord, but we should know that the Lord himself also serves his devotee. When Krishna stole butter, Mother Yashoda chased him with a stick. Why have you stolen the butter? We have no shortage of butter and you have plenty to eat, so why did you have to steal it? Then she bound him with a rope to a tree. In this case, the Lord serves his devotee in the mood of dealings as the son of his devotee. The relationship of consorthood takes place between the Lord and the gopis. in the divine abode, full-fledged service in the five types of divine relationships continues eternally. In the abode of the Lord's four-armed Narayan form, the appropriate services go on. In the abode of the Lord's Ramachandra form, the appropriate services go on as the Lord manifests himself in those particular expansions and forms of different divine moods. But we worship Sri Krishna Chandra with his eternal divine pastimes because it is in such form that his most original form, that full-fledged service is manifest and all the five rasas. And this is the supreme ecstasy for the jiva souls. Such ecstasy cannot be experienced anywhere else. The friends of the Lord say, let us play. Whoever is defeated must carry the winner on his shoulders. When they take a bite from some nice fruit, they immediately offer to the mouth of Krishna, saying, oh, brother, this is so tasty. Come on, please take some. All such friendly, familiar dealings are found only in Krishna Lila and nowhere else. The gopis accept Krishna as their husband in their thoughts and actions also. Such service they render to the Lord. So we have heard about the Lord's pastimes, and we have heard about his holy name. And if we get a connection there, we can have the chance to be allowed into those pastimes. This is the way of bhakti, and this is called devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is Krishna. Just see how sweet the name Krishna is. Krishna means he who attracts all the souls to his abode and gives them ecstasy. That is Krishna. Krishir Bhuvachaka Sabdo Nascha Nirvritti Vachakaha Tayor Aikyam Param Brahma Krishna Iti Abhidiyate. The root Krish expresses the all-attractive existence, and the word Na expresses the supreme ecstasy. The two combined give the name Krishna, ascertaining the Param Brahma, the supreme absolute truth, the Godhead. He is attracting everyone, yet he never takes away the independence that he has given us. This can be seen as both the fortune and misfortune of the jiva souls. The Lord has given independence to all souls from their very inception. They have the potency of thinking, feeling, and willing. This independence has been given to us by the Lord. Why? So that by our own desire and free wish, we can engage ourselves in his service. With as much power at our command, as much as we desire, we can combine everything we have and render divine service to the Lord. The Lord's feeling is, I have given you independence, and I will not take it back. If you want to serve me, you may do so. Otherwise, you can go to Maya. You may do as you wish, but you will be happy if you render service to me. Why will you be happy? If you serve the eternal, you will reap the eternal fruit. If you serve the temporal, you must reap the temporary fruit. To every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, as the scientist Newton said in his third law. So Krishna is saying, do my service, and your service will be done twice as well. When Krishna's friend is eating very sweet fruit, he will give that fruit to Krishna. See, brother, you will like this very much. Then Krishna eats some and says, yes, this is excellent. But how shall I eat it alone? You also eat. Then they both eat very happily. We also hear about the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis on the banks of the Yamuna. Krishna gives happiness to all, even to the point of giving himself. If anyone is unhappy, he gives them double happiness. And the conception that has been given to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most elevated. Viraha Milana, the conception of union and separation. Is the bestower of the greatest joy in the world. We may have some feelings resembling that. If a man has gone to a very far and distant land and could not return home to his wife for as long as 3 or 4 years, when he finally returns home, how much joy do they both feel? We can just imagine how much joy the husband and wife feel in their hearts. After a great separation, the joy of reunion is the highest and supermost joy. Such joy is found in the pastimes of Krishna and not other pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift to give everyone a chance to aspire to become a member of those pastimes and live in Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift is to give everyone a chance to aspire to become a member of those pastimes and live in Vrindavan. There you will find forest flowers, cows, milk, cream, cheese. You can play with Krishna, run with Krishna, meet with Krishna, everything. You can do with Krishna. Krishna's pastimes are the most ecstatic of all. Hare Krishna. I think we will stop here. I'm having a problem with my eyes today. Bothering me all night. So if there are any questions, maybe we can try to answer any questions. We have some new souls with us today, or any old souls who would like to ask some questions. You're also welcome.
हरे कृष्णा गुरुजी।
हरे कृष्णा
गुरुजी, एक मेरा पर्सनल क्वेश्चन है। क्वेश्चन ये है कि जैसे मैं किसी चीज में बिलीव करता हूँ, सपोज दैट कि मैं गॉड में बिलीव करता हूँ, बट मेरे अंदर वहीं पे कन्वर्सेशन अंतर मन में चलता है, निगेटिव सोच आती है मेरे मन में, मतलब पॉजिटिव के साथ साथ निगेटिविटी भी है, तो ये अंतर्द्वंद को कैसे खत्म करें?
महाराज, he is telling that you know he is believing God, but in that sometime you know some negative you know thought comes within the heart. So how he can overcome that?
He is saying that actually he has a faith in God, but within his heart both negative and positive thoughts continue. So how one can overcome that duality that is arising in his heart?
So Rupa Goswami has given us a process. First thing we must have is Shraddha. Ado Shraddha. First, we must establish our firm faith in Gurudev, in Sadhu, and the saintly persons. That must be the first step. We have to have some faith. If we can have faith in Guru or Sadhu, then our path is open. Everything will come from that. Must not trust yourself. You must not trust your friends. Must not trust your family. But Sadhu, you can put your full trust. And if you are willing to take guidance from Sadhu, that's why we call Guru. Guru means we have to put our complete trust. Not partial, complete. Then we can begin the process of spiritual development. So from that, faith in Sadhu, then we can come to have regular company, keep regular company with that saintly person. And in the company of the saints, we can also develop our own saintliness. We can develop our own God consciousness, our own good qualities, our own Krishna conscious qualities. I think better you mute your microphone because there's some noises coming from your microphone. Yes, that's better. So, adoshada tata sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha means, okay, you have your faith in the sadhus, then you associate with them. And that association means that you have to give honor. Sangha, and not just like when you're staying with your friends, you also have sangha with your friends. But sadhu sangha is different. Sadhu. Sadhu means sat. Who is engaged in truth. Sat means truth. Who is connected with truth. Your friends may be very nice people, but how much are they connected with the truth? They may be Maya. Maya can be a very beautiful woman. She can come in the form of a very beautiful woman or a very rich person. That is Maya. Doesn't mean they are connected with truth because you have beauty, because you have wealth, because you have good personality. That does not necessarily mean you are in contact with the truth, that you know what is true, that you know what Veda is teaching. But sadhu means one who has contact with those things. He may be very poor, he may be very ugly, but he has some knowledge of Veda, some knowledge of truth, of knowledge. So sadhu sangha is not ordinary connection, not ordinary company. This is spiritual company, company with the truth and the truth seekers. That's sadhu sangha. So first you start like that. Faith, then sadhu sangha. Adoshadatta sadhu sangata bhajana kriya. Next step comes, bhajana kriya. In the company of the saints, then bhajana kriya means activities, worshipful activities. In other words, service, devotional service. Bhajana kriya means chanting of the holy names. That's bhajan. Reading the scripture, hearing the scripture, hearing the talks about Krishna. Even hearing the daily activities of the devotees, what they are doing, how they are trying to spread Krishna consciousness, how they are trying to develop their own Krishna consciousness. Bhajana Kriya, engaging in those activities of bhajan or worship, seeing the deity in the temple, taking the prasad of the deity, offering prasad to the deity, offering service to the devotees. These are all part of bhajana kriya. Basically, changing the direction of your life from worldly affairs to transcendental affairs. This is bhajana kriya. Directing your energy toward the Supreme Lord. Becoming a God-centered person. Not a world-centered person. Not a self-centered person. Not an extended self-interested person. Family, society, friends. This is only extended self-interest. Real interest means God-centered existence. Knowing that God is the center and the source of everything. Who is giving you your life? Who is giving you your friends? Who is giving you your family? Who is giving you your food? Where is it all coming from? There we want to direct our attention. At the time of death, your family, your society, friends will not be able to do anything for you. Only your connection with Krishna will have some meaning at the time of death. How much you have made your peace with God, that will determine what happens to you at the time of death. So bhajana kriya, devotional service. Then what is the next step? Ado shraddha tatha sadhu sangata bhajana kriya tato nartha nivrittisya. Next stage, the clearing stage. By engaging in acts of devotion, heart will become purified. All the negative things, all the undesirable things, all the anarthas. Anartha means unwanted things, undesirable things, negative things. They are there in our heart, in everyone's heart. But by engaging in the process of purification, prayashtita, but even more than prayashtita, bhajana kriya, devotional service, then the heart's impurities will gradually be eliminated, anartha nivritti. And like that, gradually, more and more, one will become advanced in Krishna consciousness. After this removal of the negative things, anartha nivritti, then comes nishta. Nishta, you'll become fixed on the transcendental platform, fixed in the plane of Brahma. And from there, another revolution will come to the higher thing. Higher and higher you'll go. Next will come ruchi, taste. Taste in the higher thing. Once that taste comes, then your whole material life is finished. You won't be able to part from that higher taste. Higher taste, you will think all material taste is garbage. All material things, the taste of the material life is garbage. That higher taste will arise. And only you will want to engage in those activities that are connected with the higher world. And gradually, again, more and more progress will be made till we come to the plane of Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem means love of God. There, your whole heart, all the things that you're looking to satisfy yourself with, that will be found to its perfection, overflowing in the platform of Krishna Prem. So these things cannot be reached immediately. There's a process. One has to undergo the process. Sushen Prabhu, can you hear?
Maharaj, we can hear you. Dandavat.
Others can hear from your computer?
Yes, Maharaj, they can hear from this computer.
All right.
No problem.
So this is the thing. Krishna Prem, this is the goal that we're seeking. Is that all right? Can you understand that?
Ji Maharaj.
Yes? Okay, very good. Process of purification. Here,
I understood all these things.
Okay.
Including all these things who guided me to become a devotee and concentrated. According to your speech, I something thought about that. I think that it needs to participate in satsang, sadhusang, and in some extent do meditation, yoga. All these things, I think it helps me.
Yes.
To overcome the duality of my mind and heart.
Yes.
Duality.
Also, that's correct. Okay.
I am right, Maharaj?
That's correct. Correct.
Yes, thanks, Maharaj.
All right.
I trying to do all these good things.
Seva, seva?
Yeah.
Service. Bhakti yoga. Yoga we practice is called bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means service to God. we want to satisfy Krishna. This is the kind of yoga we practice, the yoga of service to God, of pleasing Krishna and pleasing his devotees.
Can I ask in Hindi or Pranam Guruji? Pranam Maharaj Ji?
No, Dandavats.
My name is Vikram Singh.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm pursuing my graduation from Delhi University, and it's my third year. The question I want to ask you, you know, I studied enough for the, you know, but I don't get appropriate marks, whatever you expect. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is my question.
What's that? You don't get good
marks? So, you know, just I'm not concentrating on my studies. I don't know what's the reason. Just can you help me out from this thing? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you know, I need some power.
You can't concentrate. I will suggest one thing for you. You try to chant.
Yeah.
You try to chant the Maha Mantra.
Yeah.
Can you chant the Maha Mantra? Do you know the Maha Mantra?
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Yes. That will help you concentrate.
Yes, Maharaj, I need some concentration, which, you know, I don't have that kind of potential to concentrate my on the study. So just, you know, I want to get that kind of potential. I want to get that kind of potential.
So you concentrate on the chanting of the Maha Mantra?
Okay, I will do, Maharaj. I will do every day Hare Krishna, Hare Ram for the, you know, for the half an hour.
Yes, that'll be very nice. It's hard to concentrate the mind on mundane things.
Yeah.
But it's very easy to concentrate the mind on Krishna. Krishna is so attractive. He is all attractive.
Yeah.
He is the most beautiful, the sweetest, the sweetest personality, the most beautiful personality. The strongest personality, so intelligent. He has spoken the whole Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
So by remembering Krishna, mind will become easily fixed. Other subjects, they're not so attractive to us. But the heart is looking for that which is really attractive. So just by chanting Krishna's name and feeling attracted to him, you'll get automatically, you'll learn how to fix your mind and focus your mind. And that will help you in everything.
Maharaj, can you add one of the friend of Arjuna Prabhu? He's asking me.
Who's that?
Dalvi Mani. Can you add him?
Who's that?
Dalvi Mani.
I don't have his name. I don't have his name. Do I have his name? Oh, I see. All right. Anything else?
Yes, Maharaj Ji.
Yes.
Dandavat Maharaj Ji.
Dandavat.
I have a question.
Yes.
Maharaj Ji, sometimes I feel a lot of fear myself.
Yeah.
And I feel that someone is following me. Someone is, you know, just not in the sense of a snake.
Oh.
It happens usually in a month or a couple of within a week, I can say. So what exactly is it? Is it something beyond my sometimes I feel very what should I say here sometimes I feel very helpless.
When When we have firm faith in Krishna, right? You heard this saying before? Mare Krishna Rakina. Mare Krishna Rakina. Rake Krishna Marina. You know the meaning?
Yes.
Mare Krishna Rakina. If Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you. Isn't it? When your time is coming to die by Krishna's will, no one can save you, no matter what. You go to the best hospital in the world, they won't be able to save you if your time, of course, the Lord has determined this is your time to die. You will die under the best of care. And Rake Krishna Marina, if Krishna wants to protect you, no one can kill you.
Yes. Okay.
So this kind of faith we must have. Firm faith.
It means I have to develop my faith.
Your faith and surrender to Krishna. If Krishna wants to kill you, you have to think, I will serve you by dying. Your will is to kill me. Very nice. I am ready to do it. Take me.
Maharaja, I am a firm believer in God since my childhood.
Yeah. So we have to trust. We have to trust His will, His decision. If He wants you to die, then, my dear Lord, kindly take the knife and put it in me, my heart. No problem. I am ready. And if you don't want me to die, then what should I worry? Why should I worry about anything? Of course, we are not foolish. We don't walk in front of the bus and say, if I'm meant to die, then I won't die. I will die. If I'm not meant to die, then I won't die. No, we're not like that. We don't put ourselves in danger. But at the same time, we don't make the mind think different things. What is simply in the mind, we don't let that bother us because we know that Krishna is there.
And one more question, Maharaj Ji.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel I'm having very less faith, not towards God, but in some of my friendship. Why? Sometimes on my friends, I believe very less.
Yeah.
But sometimes I believe a lot of even. If they call me in a midnight, I'm ready. I always try to be there whenever. But sometimes I feel very less faith. So it all in the same part. I have to develop faith to Krishna so that I will be recovered from these issues.
Well, you know, we have to understand who is our friend. First thing. Who is our real friend? Those who are engaging us in attachment to this world, they're actually our enemy. Those who are attached to this world and want to get us attached to this world, they are our enemy. Why? Because this world is Mrityulok, is a plane of death, the platform of death. Who are keeping you in this platform of death? They're your enemy. Who's giving you a chance to escape from this death chamber? They are your friends, first thing. You want to have friends who are real friends, who are giving you a chance to escape from this plane of death, this Mrityulok. Those kind of friends, we will always be willing to help and take their help. Not other so-called friends who have no interest in spiritual life, have no knowledge of spiritual life. They are not a friend. So first understand who is your friend, then you can do anything and everything for them, and you'll get much benefit from that. Not that we should neglect anyone at the same time. We should realize Krishna is within everyone. He's in the heart of everyone. And sometimes he comes to us in the most unusual way. But Maya is also there. Maya is also there. Maya can also come and affect us. Krishna can come and Maya can come. And we have to have intelligence to understand what is what. That will come by good association. And you have to learn by good association, by sadhu sang, how to make a distinction between Maya and Krishna. Understand?
Understand.
Okay.
Finally, I understood, and I have now come to the conclusion. And Maharaji, one of my it's my feelings or whatever, I don't know. In my personality, I offer friendship to everyone. But sometimes I feel that that friend is just not up to the mark. Means not honest. But I always try to see honesty in everyone. But sometimes I feel that no, he's not honest. He ignored me some certain of amount of time. So now I also understand I have to decide who is my friend and who is not.
You have to understand, first of all, what is friend? What does a friend mean? Friend means who will give you Krishna consciousness. This is a friend. Who is not your friend, he will give you Maya consciousness.
Theek hai Maharaji, I understood everything. And dhanyavad Maharaji.
All right, dhanyavad.
Maharaji, dhanyavad. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I am Ajay. Maharaj, I just want to know about fate and karma. Karma and bhagya. I just want to know that what is the correlation between bhagya, fate and karma. Because it's very discussion. Fate and karma is the discussion issues for past many years for me and discussed on several places. But I never ever get any justified answer till time. Because in a social structure and in this world, I see every day some very intelligent person, skilled person, not get their success on their basis in terms of earning money. And some very less skilled earn so much in the same profession. So what is the karma and fate? And what is the correlation between the fate and karma? I want some justification about that and want to understand about these two things.
Fate is caused by karma. Our fate is caused or determined by our karma. Past karma. Fate means what past karma we have done. What past karma we are suffering from. It directing our fate. What we have done in the past. Some karmic reaction is coming from that, and that is determining our fate. What we are doing now, and the reaction that will come from what we are doing now, that is karma. Every action, karma means action. So every action we are doing now will produce karma, reaction. what I've already done in the past. That action that I've done in the past is causing reaction now in me. That is fate. That is my fate. What is going on in the past? The parabdhas, they're called parabdha. Something I am carrying over from past life is coming now, directing my life, influencing my life. That is my fate from my past actions. But what I am doing now, my actions that I am doing now, they are producing some reaction that will create a future fate. Understand? So fate is created by karma. The situation that I am in presently and that I'm going toward, that is my fate. That is created by my previous karma. So we can't stop our fate. What we are fated to do, we cannot stop that. But what we can do is we can stop making karma. Do you know how to stop karma? We stop karma, making karma, by stopping fruitive activity. Don't work for anything. Fruitive activity means karma, karma yoga. You work, do karma yoga, you work for some fruitive result, then you will get karma, good or bad. And that will produce your fate. That will produce your fate in the future. You do good, you will have to get good in the future. You do bad, you'll have to get bad in the future. You get a bad fate or a good fate, depending on what you're doing now. But how do you stop karma, producing karma? That's what we want. Who wants to get free from the karmic action and reaction plane? He engages in bhakti yoga. And bhakti yoga means he directs his attention and all his activities to Krishna. Krishna explains this in the Bhagavad Gita. If you study, he explains karma yoga, jnana yoga, and bhakti yoga in Bhagavad Gita. And only bhakti yoga leads one outside the platform of material existence and reincarnation. By directing our attention and our efforts and our work toward the satisfaction of the Lord, no karma is produced. No karma. By directing your energy and your efforts in the plane of the material world, then you will get karma. And your fate will be unknown according to the type of activities you are doing. Your fate may be good or bad. So our philosophy says you try to do everything for Krishna and get free from this karmic debt. This is called moksha. You heard of moksha before? Mukti or moksha? Yes? Mukta or moksha? Moksha is attained through bhakti. You can't get moksha, freedom from this world, through karma. Karma will keep you bound here. And you will have to suffer different fates according to your karma. But by serving Krishna, then all karmic reaction will stop, and gradually, over time, we will come to the platform of liberation from this world. And not only liberation, but we will enter the plane of the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan, and there we will have a happy life. But that life is not based on karma. That life has to be based on bhakti, dedication. devotion, love. And that will get us free from this world. Entrance into the spiritual world. There's a science. This is a science. You have to study carefully how to understand all these things. Bhagavad Gita is there as a good general direction. It is given in Bhagavad Gita. If we study that book under guidance of Guru, then we will get a good idea what is causing us karma, what is causing us to have good or bad fate in this world, and then how to get free from that. This is the whole process of Bhakti Yoga and of Bhagavad Gita. So you can't learn everything. I can't teach you everything in 5 minutes. This is a long process of understanding these things. You can learn.
I am trying very hard to understand all these things.
Yes. Now, today I can't explain in 5 minutes everything. It will take a long time to study these things and try to realize what is being told. It is a process. I was trying to explain before that this is a process, gradual process. And it begins by hearing, just like you go to school and you try to learn so many subjects in 1 minute or 1 day, the teacher can't tell you everything. Well, you go there for some time, then you learn. Not only hearing the lecture, but also practicing on your own, practicing what you hear. Both are necessary, theoretical and practical. Same thing in spiritual life. We can hear, first we have to hear, and then we have to put into practice. Then we will get realization. All right. I think we'll end now.
Ji Guruji Maharaj, I will trying to understand one thing. Ke doing all the karma in daily life, including bhakti yoga, to get moksha and create some improvement in fate, it helps us. Doing with daily life karma, including bhakti yoga.
All right, you can start with that.
Ji, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. DJ Rajneesh.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Yes.
Maharaj, I want to ask you a question on behalf of my friend.
Yes.
Can I ask you now?
Yes.
Okay, his question is, how do I feel Krishna?
How do you feel Krishna? Krishna says, Bhakti Amam Abhijananti. Bhakti Amam Abhijananti. It means, I can be known by bhakti, by devotion, only by devotion. You can only feel Krishna by serving him with love. Krishna reveals himself only to that person who serves him with love, with complete faith and love. He doesn't reveal himself otherwise. This is his proposal, Krishna's proposal to us. You want to remain distant from Krishna and feel him? No, you won't be able to do it. By dedicating yourself fully, surrendering yourself fully to Krishna and engaging in pleasing him, then you will feel Krishna. It is his direct instruction to us. Krishna tells us, you want to know me? Then serve me. Bhaktya. Serve me with love. With all your heart. And then I will make myself known to you. In other words, Krishna is not something. You can experience a tree, you can experience a cow. But you are different from the tree, you are different from the cow. Those are just things. But Krishna is not a thing. Krishna is love. And we can know him by loving him. Radha Krishna means the exchange of love. And they can only be known by love. No other way. All right. Thank you very much for your sincere interest.
Hello.
Yes.
Dandavate.
Thank you.
Dandavate Maharaj, Hare Krishna.
Yes, thank you for your interest and your questions. Now you try to keep in contact with Sushen and Purushottam Prabhus and devotional life devotees. Try to direct some of your energy in that way, in that direction, and gradually you make progress in spiritual life, Krishna consciousness. All right. My humble request.
Maharaj, thank you very much.
Dhanavad. Dhanavad Prabhus. Dhanavad Praja Gopal Prabhu. Dhanavad Jonathan Prabhu. Mighty
Nurse Maharaj.
Mighty Devi. Dhanavad.
Jai Shri Bhakti Madhavi Maharaj ki jai.
Jai.
Jai Nathya Devi ki jai. Hari Bol.
Thank you so much.